The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome in on a Thursday morning. Mark Cox here, along with Kim St. Ange, recovering from her blowout birthday party yesterday, and Carl Middleman. Sue Thomas continues to be on a little vacay this week, so we'll get you traffic. Just won't be with Sue. How about that? How's everybody doing this morning?
Great.
Good.
Good. Kim and I saw a drone on the way in, Carl.
I saw TSO.
Did you really?
The same. There was a lot of fire.
A lot of lights at that show. I'm telling you, I'm driving on I-64, and I see something that appeared to just be hovering. And I'm, you know what, you're tired, and you're kind of delirious at that point, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, that's not a street light. That's too high. It was blinking other light, like blue or something like that. But it was one of those things where I just couldn't figure it out. So I did my voice to text to send you. I'm like, did I just see a drone on the side of Interstate 64? I'm convinced it was a drone.
See, not everything's a drone.
No, I think it is, though. Everything is a drone.
So everything these days is a drone. Here's my deal. I'm driving, like Kim, down I-64.
Eastbound.
I'm coming through, Ladue there, and I'm looking up, and I'm like, wow, is that a drone? I think to myself. So I snatch my camera off the little stand that holds it there in the front of my truck, and I hit the record button, and I recorded video of this thing. And I've gone back and looked at it several times. Now, what I tried to do was zoom in with my thumb while I was driving, which is never good.
Is this the second day in a row that you're going to announce that you've been doing things that are going to be illegal in 2 weeks?
So to finish my story, Carl, and ignore your obvious question there, I tried to zoom in, and when I did, it pixelated. So then I couldn't see whatever the hell it was. So I've gone back and looked at it several times. It appears, Kim, it appears to have a tail light, which would tell me that this was a helicopter and not a drone. So I don't think I'm going to be reporting this one to the FAA.
I'm not saying I'm going to report it to the FAA. I'm not freaked out about it, but here's what I'll say. It seemed too small and too quiet to be a helicopter. It seemed like it was very small and just hovering in one area. Why would a helicopter?
That's what helicopters do.
A helicopter would not just hover over the side of Interstate 64.
Helicopters do hover. Yes. But this one was not hovering. It was moving west. It was going east to west.
I didn't see it moving.
Maybe it stopped. Maybe it was targeting
you. It probably was. It seemed like it was just right over this spot, and it seemed to be too small to be a helicopter.
Channel 2 is the only one with a news helicopter currently.
I don't think it was a helicopter.
Is there a news story going on out there?
No.
Yeah.
Not to my knowledge.
I don't, not that I know of. That's, anyway, I'll put the video up on the Facebook page. You can look at it yourself and tell me drone, yay, nay. I think it's a helicopter. When I kind of zoom in on it a little bit on the photo or on the video, I can see that blinking light near the back end. There's a separation there. You don't see that on a drone. You'd see four points of light. The light structure of it was a little unusual. I'll admit that's what caught my attention. But I don't think we have drones here. I will say, however, that as I leaned out the window and shot at it, it did veer off to one side a little bit, like it had some shot detection system in it. I'm just kidding. I didn't shoot at it. Now, had I been at home, I might have been. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But anyway, yeah. So, today is the last day that the gang here is all going to be together prior to the big holiday next week. And so, I don't know about you guys. I did bring some gifts in this morning.
Everyone did.
And I'm listening to.
What? You guys got gifts for everyone? I'm kidding. I brought some.
Listen to the Gordon Deal show a few minutes ago with a gift giving etiquette. Expert. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I blew
all the rules.
I blew all the rules.
You should never gift up, like, because that might seem like you're sucking up to your boss. Of course you're sucking up to your boss. You leave the boss a bottle of something or a funny sign or a something. Why would you? That's stupid. Who does that? Who wouldn't think of getting, like, maybe you hate your boss. You don't want to get him anything. I don't know. I like my boss. My boss is here. Why would I not want to gift them something? I consider them friends. They may fire me tomorrow. Hell, I don't know. They're not going to not fire me because I gave them a gift or didn't give them a gift. So it didn't matter.
Reason for termination. Gift sucked.
That gift sucked. He's gone. Get out of here. By the way, I'm feeling better today, if you noticed that or not. I went to the urgent care yesterday because it dawned on me, my daughter pointed out to me, some people at my work have been coughing for 2 weeks, and when they went to the doctor, they were diagnosed with walking pneumonia. So I got to thinking to myself, I've never had pneumonia. I don't know what it would feel like if I had it. Apparently, you feel tired all the time, which I haven't, but I went anyway, and I was diagnosed with bronchitis.
Lovely.
Oh, great.
So it's not contagious.
Anymore.
Don't worry. It's not
Wait,
contagious.
Really? Bronchitis is not contagious
it's
ever?
Not. Well, it's not. What I've
now,
got is not contagious.
2 weeks later,
it's not.
No,
no,
longer.
No. Whatever I had was a cough that morphed into bronchitis. So now I'm on a different antibiotic and I'm feeling much better this morning.
See, I just coughed. Now I'm getting nervous.
You're thinking, I got you thinking about it now.
I was sick last Christmas. I do not want to be sick this Christmas.
Ethan just texted me and said, we're all going to die. He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to us.
Ethan is now not getting a Christmas present. By the way, we've saved humanity overnight. Do you know that? Yesterday we're talking about what a bad budget deal this was, that the Democrats are trying to sneak through all this crap. And, I'm thinking to myself, because I do that a lot, I'm thinking, why in the hell would the Republicans agree to this? Because the only way to pass this is to get it past Chuck Schumer. So Chuck Schumer is going to take a pound of flesh. Why would we do that to ourselves? Because as of January 3rd, Chuck Schumer will no longer have any control over it. Why, and this will be a controversial idea, don't we just let the government shut down for a couple of weeks and do whatever the hell we want on January 3rd, I thought to myself. Boom. Elon Musk has the same idea. I know we're both geniuses. And he mentions it on Twitter. The president backs him up. And now I think we're going to shut the government down. I mean, the lights will still be on. You'll still get your Social Security and your Medicare. Don't worry. You won't even notice it. Trust me. And on January 3rd, there's a new sheriff in town. This is a dramatic
improvement. We won't, but the Democrats will pin it on the Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
If you were affected at all by this shutdown, it's the Republicans who wouldn't agree to this. You can thank them.
You know what they're mad about? They won't get their pay increase that they built into this thing.
That was ridiculous.
They stuck a pay increase in it. It was never a continuing resolution. It was an omnibus bill. They were trying to cram through at the last minute. And we're going to talk to Congressman Eric Burleson a little later this morning in the next hour, who's live in the swamp. And I'm sure he's all in on shutting her down It's like that Iverve commercial we listen to all the time.
No.
Shut it down. It's government getting slower. We're going to change the words to it.
I wondered why the other one had any ties to it, but I know the jingle.
That's it. Just play that jingle in your head and say, slow it down. It's government getting smaller. We're going to shut it down. I'm thrilled about that this morning. I just have to tell you that. Carl, I guess we should maybe get to our top stories now. What do you think?
That's an idea.
All right.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
This town needs some outside pressure if we're going to actually start doing things that are necessary to save this republic.
That's it. That's Congressman Burleson. We're going to get him on here at about 6:20 in about an hour to talk about the reality of this thing. They have till tomorrow to make an idea, to make a deal, but I don't think they're going to make a deal. I think they're going to walk out of there and just let it close for a couple of weeks and come back on January 3rd.
But will you be supporting Mike Johnson?
When Donald Trump says he's supporting Mike Johnson, the party's going to support Mike Johnson. If the play changes, we'll talk about that then. Right now, we got a long ways till January 3rd.
Yeah, that is one of the congressmen, Warren Davidson, saying if Trump supports Johnson, so do we, and if not, we don't. Well, guess what? Donald Trump's made it pretty clear he doesn't support Mike Johnson.
Haley Barber from Mississippi. And I heard Haley say on many occasions, the search for purity test, absolute purity, is a dead dog loser. And I happen to believe that.
That's Peter Kinder. You might remember him. He used to be the Missouri Lieutenant Governor. He's now a candidate to run the Missouri Republican Party. And I don't know. Personally, I hope that doesn't happen. I've known Peter a long time. But now he's suddenly worried about purity.
But when will you be able to place a bet on your favorite team?
We are still very hopeful that we'll be, ready to go by mid to late summer.
Dang, I can't wait. Just think, Kim, by mid to late summer, Missouri schools will have a guaranteed $100 million extra dollars.
Just like what was promised in all of the commercials
Ozzie Smith
that we
and the
watched.
Whole gang promised us.
Wow.
So it's coming.
What will
don't
the schools
worry.
Do with all that money?
It's going to be terribly enriching. I don't know what they'll do with it. What a joke. This is what they're focused on. How soon can I get online and waste my money? Please let me do that. I don't care if you bet online or not, but if you voted for that boondoggle because you thought your kid's school would get one extra dime, you're a fool. Like, I'll just tell you that right now. Your teenager's happy. Your 20-something-year-old is happy because they can go out and place a bet on an NFL game or an NBA game. You won't get anything out of it. Mark my words right now. All right, we'll get to a quick break here, I promise. Carl Middleman, who has got this morning's national anthem?
The Marines.
No. We're not giving away the tickets right here. We're going to do that a little later, but a little tease for you. Carl's queuing up this morning. We have another set of Toto tickets to give away today. Who won yesterday? Was it Angie, did I hear? Was that the young lady's name?
I believe so.
Congratulations. We'll give away another set of tickets. Yeah, let me see here. Maybe next hour. Yesterday we did it in the 5 a.m. hour. We try to switch it up just a little bit. Hey, Kim, I don't know if you heard this or not. I'm gonna play the teaser for you. Guess who's back?
I'm running for Congress in Texas, and I'm taking down a rhino and a dinosaur once and for all. Because Congress is full of crooks like Speaker Johnson, who is just a little man with no balls.
Oh, my gosh. Valentina Gomez. Oh, my gosh.
Is back.
I was so stunned when, as soon as I heard her voice, I knew who it was.
She moved to Texas.
What is she running for?
She moved to Texas, and she's going to try to primary Dan Crenshaw, the former Navy SEAL down there, the guy with the eye patch, who's really been he's been a little bit of a disappointment, to be honest with you. He's not a big Trump guy, and she has relocated to Texas. There's a picture of her holding an AR style rifle in front of one of those new Tesla EVs in the desert somewhere out there, and we had to bleep the ad because it's an internet ad, right? So they can get away with saying things you can't say on the radio. But here is the full ad on why she is running for Congress in Texas now and not Missouri.
I'm running for Congress in Texas, and I'm taking down a rhino and a dinosaur once and for all. Because Congress is full of crooks like Speaker Johnson, who is just a little man with no balls that funds Ukraine and betrays the American people every chance he gets. And then Crenshaw, who is only good at betraying his fellow Navy SEALs. I'm 25, with an MBA, fluent in multiple languages, former NCAA Division I swimmer, and with many more accolades to my name. But here's the only reason why you should vote for me. Because I don't give a what all those bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. think about me. I'm coming to Texas to speak the truth, cook the crooks, and save the children. Buckle up, Texas, because this ain't my first rodeo.
Look, I support disruptors. Nope, I don't like her style. I don't like the things she says. I think, I'm sorry, Valentina Gomez, I know you were on the show. I did not support you. I wouldn't support you. I think you sound trashy. I think you're trying to come off like, oh, I don't care what they think. And her main website had F-bombs, and she's I'm not going to repeat what she said, but you heard what she said. That is, I'm sorry, that's trashy to me. That I don't think resonates with a lot of... You have a small percentage of people who will love that. But for people like me, who I consider myself very conservative and someone who supports disruptors, like I mentioned, that is not someone I would ever support.
Yeah, I know who she's trying to appeal to. And you know, here's the thing about it. She got a surprising number of votes when she ran for Secretary of State in the primary. She got the name recognition. There's a little bit of shock value there because she's willing to pretty much say what's on her mind. Maybe she was sort of positioning herself as she would get mad at this comparison, I'm sure, but you'll get what I'm getting at here. Sort of a conservative version of an AOC, somebody who's willing to say pretty outrageous things sometimes to get attention. Mm-hmm. It worked for AOC. She's been elected to Congress 4 times up there. She's probably trying to appeal to a younger demographic. Maybe, and I could be wrong about this, in Texas, she might have a broader appeal among Hispanic voters because there's going to be a larger percentage of those in Dan Crenshaw's district than there would have been in the state of Missouri. I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, you can run for any congressional seat anywhere. You don't have to live in the district. My guess is she must have moved to Texas if she's now running in a district down there.
I feel like she's the person who will just keep moving from state to state to be able to run for whatever. If she loses, she'll move and then run again.
There's a term for that. Carpetbagger.
Well, that's what we said about Hillary Clinton when she suddenly moved to upstate New York just so she could run in some congressional for some Senate seat that was about to open up there because she hadn't lived there. I mean, she grew up in Chicago and lived in Arkansas.
You know who I think DC walked the line really well with being a disruptor but didn't become trashy? Bill Igel. He would say things. Remember the flame?
I agree with you.
He did things like that got a lot of attention. He was not scared to say certain things, which I think resonated with a lot of people, which is why he got as much support as he did. But he didn't cross that line that I think Valentina Gomez has crossed, where people just look at you and think, I don't want someone like you representing me. I don't want you in Congress. I don't want you dropping F-bombs and talking about guys' genitalia. I don't need that.
If she maintains that, and she obviously is running as an outsider, she's going to have a hard time getting any standard media coverage. Because they'll be afraid of what she might say in a live interview. But I think I could be wrong about that. But, I mean, we have a dump button. We can dump audio if somebody drops a curse word or a slur of some sort in an interview. Maybe she's good enough that she wouldn't do that if she was actually on the radio. She didn't do it when I had her on, talking about the Secretary of State race when she first started running. It seemed like a fresh voice in that race. I had her on here to talk about it.
You can make your point without having to drop
some of that
bombs.
Some of that came up afterwards, for sure. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. Next hour, Congressman Eric Burleson, live from D.C. Stay tuned.
Kim on a whim.
New this morning, you'll start to see special smiling treats on your next visit to Schnucks. MacArthur's Bakery will have its Smiley Face cookies in 77 Schnucks locations. Smiley Face cookies are creating cookie decorating jobs for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
If you're from St. Louis like me, if you've lived in St. Louis for any period of time, you probably are familiar with these Smiley Face cookies. very popular with MacArthur's Bakery.
Right.
And that was a news clip from 2021 when they started this Smiley Face Cookie Company, which is really a cool idea. I like this. What they do is they provide job opportunities for people, this is according to the website, with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So they say they're perfectly imperfect, these little smiley face cookies. Now, the problem with that is that they were just served with a cease and desist because they're saying it's trademark infringement. There's another, there's another company that makes these smiley face cookies that they're saying, you know, this is unfair competition. Basically, apparently this company, and not even located in this state, they have gone after them for years. And MacArthur's Bakery has just kind of ignored it because they felt like it wasn't really a serious threat. And now they're involving a lawyer. So now they're thinking, okay, well, maybe we need to do this. Well, the problem is they say if they try to fight this, the guy behind MacArthur says that this would bankrupt us. We just couldn't possibly go through it. But they've been creating these smiley face cookies since like the 70s. They just didn't have the trademark on it. And that is interesting because ultimately it doesn't matter. Even if you've been doing it for years, my understanding of how the whole thing works legally is that if you don't take the time and effort to go and get the trademark on it, ultimately, somebody else could do it first and say, hey, I have the trademark. I have legal rights to that image, that name. I mean, remember what happened with, and I don't know who came first in this case, but remember the recent case with Mission, and it was Mission Taco versus, what was the other company that was doing that? It was, so it was Mission Taco with Mission Foods, and Mission Foods, I guess, the tortilla, like all the tortillas you see, they were saying that it was unfair competition with Mission Taco. And so that's why it's now Session Taco, I think.
Well, what's the name of the other company? Did it say who was suing them?
It's like Tribe Live or something, if I'm even saying that correctly.
So it's a national company, and they're focusing on a St. Louis... Because I knew Dave MacArthur when he used to own MacArthur's Bakery years ago. He used to advertise on this station all the time. And they haven't in a long time, but... That's interesting. So suddenly they should just replace the smiley thing with a poop emoji.
Those would probably be very popular.
Absolutely. Why not? Probably got a trademark on it, too.
Trib Live or whatever, Eaton Park.
That sounds like a Chicago suburb or something.
No, I'm looking it up. I can't remember. Oh, I think it might be...
What a shame. It's,
you know where it says in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia. And if you look on their website, which I was yesterday, the cookies are really cute, and they do smiley faces with the little reindeer and the snowman for the different holidays.
So my guess is they could just slightly alter the cookies a little bit, and it wouldn't... What if it was a frown instead of a smile?
Would people buy the frowning cookies?
Why not? Or well, just like a little wiggly line.
It's not just that. It's also that they need to change their name. Because it's called the spinoff that they created in 2021 specifically for people who have the disabilities is Smiley Face Cookie Company.
Ah, I see.
I think they just changed the name. I get that it's really sad for these companies, but it just goes back to, well, if you didn't go get the trademark on it, then anybody else could steal the idea and say it's theirs.
It
doesn't matter, I guess, in this case that you've been making them since the 70s.
You can't fight some of these big companies in court, but I would demand a jury trial, and I would bring in some of the workers to testify, and I would dare a jury to convict me of trying to help people with intellectual disabilities. Seriously.
No, I would...
Go ahead, sue me.
I would agree. I would agree with that, but ultimately, the judge would probably tell the jury, don't let this distract you, because, of course, it's kind of like when you have somebody doing the witness testimony, and they're sitting here and telling you how amazing the person is on trial, and that they would never do something like this. You feel empathetic, right? That's what they want. And so it would probably be in the judge's best interest to say, hey, guys, I know this is really great what they're doing, but ultimately, you have to look at the way that the law is set up, which would be if you have the trademark on it, you ultimately have rights to that, right?
Right. Yeah.
It is sad, though, especially since they've been making it from the 70s. I wonder what stopped MacArthur's Bakery from just trademarking it. Maybe they felt like it's such a simple thing, a smiley face cookie,
that
they didn't need to go to
such
great lengths to have claims over it.
Still, what a shame. I just think if they modify the design a little bit, though, maybe the other company will look the other way. Maybe
just like a straight line instead of the smile.
People with intellectual disabilities who are doing it, they could come up with a simple Joe Biden cookie and just put that face on there, and then people would still buy it, and they'd realize who was making it, and they would still be happy to spend their money, right?
Maybe instead of just smiley face cookies, they just put, you know, semi-smiley face cookies. I mean, how much do they need to change their name in order to be...
What a shame.
No longer stealing...
I'm telling you.
...their image.
People have too much time on their hands to worry about something like that, because you'd have to show some damage from it, wouldn't you? It's a St. Louis company. How much money could they possibly be taking away from this big corporation with this little cookie sale deal in St. Louis? Honestly, the damage can't be that great.
Yeah, it's called Eaton Park. I think I misspoke earlier.
Oh,
I think I was looking at some other name, but it's Eaton Park. It's the other one that's sent this cease and desist letter.
Huh.
Well, you think about the Mission brand tortillas, and then you look at Mission Taco in St. Louis. That's a local company. True. How much damage could they possibly be doing? I mean, that's what I guess you're weighing. Apparently enough. I mean, I've heard of company. In fact, there's a little boutique in Cottleville, Missouri.
But don't out them because they may get sued.
I'm not going to say anything, but it was really sweet because I was talking to the owner about how she came up with the name of her boutique, and it was after her daughters. I think it was their eye colors. It was cute. I love that boutique. And it was some random small company in a completely different state that somehow found that her name was too similar to theirs.
On the internet?
On the interwebs, and they sent her a cease and desist letter, and she did have to change it.
What a shame!
Like these tiny, someone just sitting there, like a internet, you know, keyboard warrior. Like, let me just look up and see if anybody else has a similar name.
Maybe you could argue that there could be some confusion if you're competing for business on the internet, and somebody has to put in a search string for you. How many people are going on the internet to buy these cookies from St. Louis, Missouri?
Yeah,
from
I don't
MacArthur's
know.
Bakery.
Yeah, Marvin's saying, how about funny face cookies? Tom's saying, call them happy face. Would that be, if you just throw another word in there, would that be enough to differentiate between this Eaton Park smiley cookie thing that they have going on?
Just crazy. Crazy times in America. Why are we doing this to each other? Hey, speaking of something that might cheer you up, George Stephanopoulos may be leaving ABC. Apparently the guy is completely in a snit that his company settled and admitted that he violated the law, and they settled for $15 million. He's so mad he might leave ABC News and take his millions and go to the Hamptons. What do you think?
I'm sorry. Did you intentionally use the word snit with me?
Of course not. What are you talking about? Oh. You don't like that word?
No. My family used to say I had snits growing up, and I thought you were poking fun at me for doing that. Which would have been really funny, because who else uses the word snit?
I haven't used it in a long time, but they said that he's been throwing a fit. He's out of sorts over the whole thing.
See ya.
Like he, you know, like a kid doing a drop and flop. Is that what your family accused you of when you were little? What's a snit? Being a snit or throwing a snit?
I would be in a bad mood, which is funny because I don't think people would say that now. But I'd be in a bad mood when I would wake up and I would stack cereal boxes around my head when I would eat breakfast so that no one could talk to me.
So you didn't have to look at anyone.
And they'd say, "Kim's in another snit."
There you go. Well, at least, you know, you've grown out of that.
I have. Thank you.
That's good.
Yes.
You've evolved.
I no longer do that.
All right. We'll be back here in just a minute. Stay tuned. Yeah, a little more trivia from Carl Middleman. If you remember the movie that this song went with, it debuted on this day in 1980. Is that what you told me, Carl?
Long, long time ago.
Dolly Parton.
Lily Tomlin.
And Jane Fonda.
And Dabney Coleman.
Not Fonda Jane. Dabney Coleman just died this past year, didn't he? I believe so.
He is no longer with us.
Correct. 9 to 5. Wow. That takes you back a little bit, huh? Speaking of working 9 to 5, if you're a government employee, you may get a little bit of time off. Listen. Hold on, Carl. That's my fault because I was playing Sweet Brown earlier and I had to turn the audio off on my computer. Here we go.
This bill right here would add hundreds of billions of dollars to the deficit. And the worst part is it's all for Dem priorities. Why would you saddle Donald Trump with this terrible spending bill before he even gets into office? And Sean, the worst part is it dumps it right back in his lap in March. In March, under this bill, they'd shut the government down again, have to do this all over again, have to raise the debt ceiling again later the same year. It's ridiculous. It's a horrible plan. I can't believe that Republicans Republican leadership ever cooked it up. Clearly, they didn't talk to Trump about it. And I tell you what, we need to have a serious look at who's leading this Congress, because if this is the best they can do, I mean, it's just, it's total incompetence. This is a disaster.
It is a disaster. Josh Hawley, obviously, last night with Sean Hannity. But, I mean, there were things slipped into this bill. Thank goodness people like Vivek Ramaswamy spent a little bit of time, like, reading it. A pay raise for current members of Congress. Like, they're slipping in a pay raise right now. Changing wording in there on what you call convicted criminals. I mean, it was filled with garbage you couldn't believe. I know we have a bite from Vivek this morning. Let's play cut number five, Carl, please.
Congress is about to pass a bill that blows away your taxpayer money, but they made it over 1,500 pages long so you wouldn't read it. I did you a favor. I read it for you.
It's supposed to be about keeping government operations open and providing disaster relief aid to hurricane victims, which I'm sympathetic to. But if you read the bill carefully, it contains pay raises for members of Congress, and I'm not making this up, an expansion of their federal health benefits. It contains all kinds of special interests and pork funding, including opening up a new stadium in Washington, D.C. It renews the Global Engagement Center, which is a key node of the censorship industrial complex. And the worst part is, they didn't want you to know about any of it, and that's why they made this a last-minute jam job. The reason I'm co-heading DOGE is I think we need outsiders to bring actual accountability to Washington, D.C. So feel free to call your congressman and let him know how you feel about it.
What other reason could there be to wait until the day before Congress gets out for the Christmas break, the holiday break, to vote on something if you weren't trying to jam it through and sneak something through without the public knowing about it? And had people like Eric Burleson and Ramaswamy and Chip Roy not stood up and raised holy hell about this, I fear they would actually have let it come to a vote. Now that apparently is not going to happen. They're going to go back and tell them, you're going to make this a clean continuing resolution, no additional monies. Oh, and by the way, we're going to add an increase in the debt limit to it, so we're not facing this in the spring when the Democrats will try to throw some sort of a wrench in the gears to screw Trump. This is brilliant. The fact that they're... let me rephrase that. I don't know how many people up there I would classify as brilliant. Thank goodness you've got some people that brought this to the attention of the masses who started calling Washington, D.C. This is when your voices are heard. This is it. Because you know Josh Hawley's going to support something like delaying this vote. Here, at the end of the day, very few people will notice if the United States federal government isn't funded for 2 weeks. You're still going to get your Social Security checks. You're still going to get your Medicare and Medicaid checks. All of that stuff is baked in, guaranteed spending. There are very few things that would be affected by all the lights you're going to stay on, all of that stuff. Nobody's going to notice if between now and January 3rd, the budget's not in place for the federal government. And then Republicans are in charge, and they can do what needs to be done.
But this is what they do all the time.
So
that they can hold it over their head saying, do you really want to shut the government down? Because they get the public in a tizzy about it.
Yeah.
And then that's leverage for them to say the Republicans don't care if they shut down the government on
They're
you.
They're going to starve old people.
Right.
They don't care. We
Same
care.
Narrative.
We pray at the altar of big government. It's our religion. How dare could they shut it down? This is the best thing that's happened. This is the best Christmas gift Congress could have given me. And we've got Congressman Eric Burleson live from Washington, D.C. at about 6:20. We're also going to give away some tickets to Kim Sainange's favorite new band, Toto. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.